Eoch tanuyap, kuige iwans kuyens na. Hi everybody, my name is Kuige Iwans. I'm a member of the Squamish Nation and the Yagalanis clan of the Haida Nation. You're listening to Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM. We live, work, play, and broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations.
Running the salon and doing all these operations, and midday we all kind of looked at each other and went, you know, if we could do this for someone else, it could be easier if we did it for ourselves.
That's Meredith Valerie, one of five hairstylists whose vision for a collaborative, inclusive salon led to the creation of Stardust Studio Cooperative in Saskatoon. Thanks for listening to Each for All, the Cooperative Connection. Proudly broadcasting on Vancouver Co-op Radio, 100.5 FM, and online at cooperadio.org. I'm Sandy Goldman. Kelsey Allen joins Meredith to discuss the group's idea of creating something new within the industry and building on their strong bonds to get there. Have a listen.
When you're working underneath someone as an employee, you can only do so much and you can only expand so much. And I really felt that in order for us to be able to expand in our industry and in our careers, the next step that made the most sense was to open a business. But there's only so many ways that that can look in this industry that we had come across. One of them being you can be a salon owner and you have employees that work underneath you. So then you can do that with a partner. Typically, you might only have one other partner in that type of business structure. And then the other choice was you can go and be a sole proprietor and you can do it all on your own. And that just didn't really, after working as a team, we had been together for 5+ years. That wasn't really something that anyone was interested in because it is so challenging and there are so many things to overcome in starting a business. And we also didn't want to lose the relationships that we had built and the team dynamic that we had worked so hard on together. So that is kind of the problem, is that there was only so many places to go if you wanted to move forward.
Right. You know, yeah. Meredith, tell us a bit about your team, and then we'll look at how you tried to solve the problem of moving forward. Just tell us about the folks, the other folks, and what made you a great team.
I feel like we're just all so, like, we have very different faces and very different strong suits and things that we really love doing and also things that we really hate doing. And we were able to really just very naturally fall into a place where people were able to do the things that they want and kind of work as that team unit of, you know, we always would say we're passing around the hot potato where, you know, if someone's having a bad week or if something's going on, we learned really, really quickly that we can just pass around those responsibilities between ourselves and just kind of keep moving forward because somebody's always got the hot potato. And yeah.
And there's five of you on the team besides the two of you. Kelsey, who are the other members of your collective?
The other members of our collective are Kelsey Martin, Jillian Irving, and Elmi Surdi. And Kelsey, Jill, myself, and Meredith had been working together. And Elmi had previously worked with us, and she ended up moving and going to a different space for a few years. And when we started to think about starting a co-op, we asked her if she was interested in coming in and sitting on any of those meet sitting in on any of our meetings, just to get a sense of kind of what direction we were going in. And she hopped in for one meeting and was right away was like, "Yep, I'm in." She really liked the vision. And that's the thing about our team is that we are very diverse. We're all individuals. We all, have skill levels that focus in different areas. But at the end of the day, we communicate well together and we enjoy each other's company. And so to have somebody come back like Elmi was just such a treat for her to want to come and work with us again. Yeah.
Fantastic. So you've got a strong team, a team of five, and you want to strike out on your own or do something different because you're doing all the work anyway, but the business is owned by somebody else. Where did the idea for a cooperative come from, or were there other ideas? How did all that transpire? Kelsey, I'll go back to you on that.
Well, Jill, I think it was Jill and I had initially started talking about what it could look like if we started a business and how to incorporate all of us in that. And one thing we really like, especially in the team, is democracy, really, just everybody to hold a place and have a say and be able to voice their opinion and come to decisions, but still at the end come to decisions together. And so, really, the business looking at different business structures and ones that are typical of our industry, none of those were a proper fit. And so, well, okay, if we're starting a business, in theory, we can start a business under whatever business structure works for us. And that is how we came upon a cooperative. And so, shortly after that, we got linked up with cooperatives first, and then we were able to learn more about it. And right away, employment co-op was. It felt like the right fit because we're five people. We can also make up our board of directors. Everybody has a role. Everybody has a vote. And long term, it is more sustainable, especially when life happens. And say if somebody wanted to move forward in a different direction, or we wanted to add more people in, then we have this clear plan and this clear structure to be able to do that, which is really lovely because it's such a, you give so much of yourself to this industry and you give so much of yourself to your job and your career that it's nice to be able to do that as a team and have that support of those people. And yeah.
And be a worker owner and have agency. That's what you referred to at the beginning. So, Meredith, you got hooked up with Cooperatives First. How did Cooperatives First provide assistance? Because this is their thing, is to help develop co-ops in Western Canada. You're based in Saskatoon. They're in Saskatoon, aren't they? So there you go. They're right there. Meredith, how did they help you out?
They did everything. They went above and beyond just from the beginning of things, just being able to work through some of their web seminars and acquaint ourselves with how co-ops work and what it would look like to open one and like what it looks like being in the middle of one and really just getting comfortable with that. On top of, I don't even know how we ended up winning the, they had a little contest for some help with a business consultant.
Oh,
And
yes.
we entered it and ended up winning some time with her. And oh God, I think it was supposed to be like 12 hours or 8 hours or some crazy thing. And they linked us up with Kathy with Cooperatives First. And she probably did 100 hours with us.
Wow, that's generous.
And still, we are working with her to continue finalizing some of the back end things with her. Once you're operational, then you can get down to finishing all your agreements. But
And just
yeah.
working through some of that tougher stuff, getting contracts and really making sure that things are really watertight and they are the way that you want them to be. Having someone who not only has done it before, but has helped other people do it was immeasurably helpful.
Well, see, this is one of the co-op principles, right? Co-ops helping co-ops, and that's how we keep keep the sector strong and learn from each other, because I imagine the learning curve was huge. Kelsey, what did it feel like? I mean, you've been a manager before of a
Yeah.
business, but how is this different?
Oh, well, going from managing to learning about a co-op was, yeah, it was definitely a big learning curve, a lot of information to take in, a lot of logistics as far as articles and bylaws and all the things that go into being a cooperative, because it is really specific. And I mean, once you're up and running, there's things that you have to do every single year in order to maintain that cooperative status, right? Even just when you're filing your taxes or whatever. But it was good, and I found for myself it was, because there was direction and because there was leadership, it was a lot easier to take in all of that information and process it and feel good about it, because we had so much extra support from Co-opters First. I mean, they right down to helping us file our paperwork to be incorporated. And so having some of that unknown and uncertainty when you're entering a business, and having an organization like Co-opters First support us, really took that pressure and that stress off of it, because I just always felt like we were in good hands with them, and right, they were just a place to be trusted. And I think it's so wonderful that an organization like that exists to support people in business, especially small businesses, because you're taking one of the biggest leaps of faith of life, starting a
Yeah.
business. It's just
Yeah.
on the line.
It's gutsy for sure.
Yeah.
But that's what they're there for, to support you. And as you say, ongoingly, to mentor you, to be there to answer questions. It must give you a lot of comfort. So once you had that in place and you kind of it felt like you're gonna go forward with this idea of a worker co-op, you had to find a place, a new place. Did you too, or were you going to take over the current place, or what was the next plan, Meredith? Were you going to buy out the owner of the former salon, or what did you guys want to do?
I think there was a lot of plans. We really worked our way through a little bit of everything. We did pretty quickly land on wanting a new space, something that was fresh, something that we could really just build up from our own, and just, everything that got put into it could be put into it with intention and purpose. So yeah, we did end up searching around for lots of spaces. But all the tutoring and everything, and we did end up, we had a space originally, that we had leased out that ended up kind of falling through and
It was a
being in
long journey.
A long journey to find the right spot.
Yeah, probably over a year of us from the time we started initially looking, experiencing putting a deposit down, and then going through the process of then having to find a new space. And it had to be the right fit. It
Yeah,
had to be something that
absolutely.
all of us felt good, and all of us felt like it was a space where we could have our vision grow.
And also, it's like you're looking for a home for your business, and for each other to continue building this on this great relationship. How about paying for all of this? Where's the funding coming from? Kelsey, do you get a loan, or are there any grants available through Co-ops First or co-op financing? Do you rent a space or buy a space? Kelsey, over to you.
Yeah, so ultimately we ended up on leasing a space. It is to buy commercial real estate is very challenging, especially early on in a business. One thing we really found as a startup that had no actual revenue to base projections off of, no one wants to lend you money. That's the thing. That's what we found into. There's not a lot of banks out there or programs that want to give out money to people that don't have some type of insurance behind it, or like some type of security that you are going to be profitable and successful.
Some equity or something.
Yeah, so we all put in the same membership amount, so that was our initial little chunk of change to be able to work with. And then we did end up getting a business loan, which is very lucky. And that is how we footed most of the cost of what it took to start this space up. So we were able to do a little bit before. And in order to get financing, you also need to have a space. And so we worked with our personal financing that we put in initially until we found our space. And then once we found our space, then we were able to really get the ball rolling on the rest of the business.
And was it through a credit union? I'm just curious.
Yeah, credit union.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, because they're financial cooperatives and they know about co-ops. So that's a good thing about our sector, right? I mean, it's not always going to happen, but there you've got people that actually understand and value cooperative enterprises and associations. So you got your space, you got your financing, you got co-ops first helping you out along the way. And when did you get yourselves open as a new space, Meredith?
We opened up just the very last week of August 2025. Yeah, so we're
August
almost.
21st. Yeah. We were
Wow.
here at the bitter end the day before.
And you called yourself Stardust Studio. Why Stardust, Meredith?
I feel like it, actually that's one story that it, depending who you ask, you will get a little bit of a different story.
Okay, let's get your take.
We all, that was kind of one of the first things that, as we were really in the beginning getting into the thick of what it was going to look like and, you know, really the complicated how to incorporate and what's our business model, all these things. And we kind of took the time and went, you know, let's do something more fun. What are we going to call ourselves? And had many, many late night meetings just passing stuff around. We'd come in just, you know, we're all on Google and looking for synonyms and we're looking for all these different words. Oh, I really like the vibe of that, but that's not quite right. And we're just kind of tossing things around to each other. And we ended up kind of landing on this idea of constellations and how we just kind of felt like that, you know, with the stars and sky, draw a little picture together, and you know, depending who looks up at them, you kind of can get a little bit of a different picture. So we wanted to go with something in that vein, led us looking into all kinds of constellations, all kinds of stuff, and we just kind of all landed on like, what if we just kept it simple? So there's 5 points on a star, and there's five of us. We also have a very big Ziggy Stardust fan sitting right beside me. So that was another one. It just kind of flowed right out of
It
us.
felt
And
right.
it felt right once you
Yeah.
got there. And that's fantastic. So Stardust Studio opened last August at the end of towards the latter part of the summer. And it's been wow, how's it been going since then? Because you must be awfully busy, Kelsey. What's it been like? And what are the clients saying?
It has been so good. Just truly every day I'm so grateful that I get to come to work and have fun with my friends. Honestly, that's what it feels like. It's never, you know, there's been learning curves and there's been challenges, especially
Course.
with going through our first tax season. There's always something to learn, but the energy in here is it's very whimsical. It's very magical. Our clients come in and they sprinkle their little energy all over our space, and we feel that. We hear that. Folks walk in the door and they tell us, you know, how nice it is and how calming it is and peaceful in here. And I really think our people who have been with us for so many years, they see that, and they see how hard we've worked, and we're so grateful that they continue to support us and that we're able to have this space for them to come to, something that is inclusive and a space that you can always be yourself and you can show up no matter what kind of day you're having, and you sit in a chair and you just leave and you feel better, and that's so important.
It's come as you are, however you're feeling that day, whoever you are that day, if it is like the best days, we're going, oh, we're doing your hair and makeup for your convocation or your wedding, and you're so happy over the moon, or you just want to come get a root retouch in silence because your mom just passed away.
I was
I
just going to say that. Yeah. It's
we
just a
really
place. Yeah. Well, you're getting cared for. right? And it's very intimate in a sense. So to have people that you trust and who are going to take care of you is fantastic. So what are some of your future goals now that you're a worker co-op? You know what you're doing, you're learning, you've got this vibe. Kelsey, what's on the horizon, if you would say, for the next few years? What do you
Well,
think?
one of the things that we talked about from the beginning was being able to give back to our community in a
Right.
way, because our community gives so much to us. And this is a community. That's what we built here between our friends and family and all the people who have been through these doors or put their time and energy and, gifted us their skills to be able to help make it happen. One of the things that we have been able to launch is opening up our space to a local organization where we essentially just donate our time. We have folks come in, they're able to access hair and, different aesthetic services. And that is just such a nice space to be in, to be able to have a place that we get to open up the doors to other folks who not, life is definitely full of challenges, and some people have led very difficult paths. And getting your hair done is not always in a budget, for sure. It is a service, it is a cost, but that doesn't mean that we can't make that accessible to people who need it. So.
That's terrific. Again, co concern for community is a cooperative value, and I think that's a fantastic thing that you're doing. And I think good for you for thinking that way. I mean, as true cooperators, embracing the cooperative values, concern for communities is what makes co-ops different from other enterprises, right? I can't. I'm speechless. I'm really thrilled that you're doing that already, and you're within your first year. So I'm going to let you go, but before I do, I have one question that I'm going to throw out, and I'm going to look for a response from each of you. Let's say I have a couple of friends, and we're thinking about striking out on our own to create some kind of business. We want to be self-employed, but we're scared, and we don't really know, if we can do it. But we want to, but we don't. But we do, but we don't. But we're scared. What's your advice, Kelsey, in that kind of situation? If you were looking back on yourself a number of years ago, determined but unsure, what would you advise someone in this kind of situation?
To take the leap of faith, to just do it. I said to myself at the beginning of all of this, this is going to be the hardest that I have ever worked in my life. And it's true. And I would do it all over again in a heartbeat.
Meredith?
To keep it very simple, I was given a piece of advice from a very good friend when I was going through that. And she basically just told me, if you're scared, it doesn't matter. You just need to do it scared.
Just
Doesn't
go
matter
for it.
how you do it. Anyways, just do it scared.
Yeah, exactly. And having a team, I think that's a key element, that you're not on your own, that you have other people, that you have support. This is why co-ops are wonderful. And you need to collaborate on things like challenging yourself and having that team there. That's really wonderful. And you guys are really just at the beginning of this great adventure. And I'm really thrilled that you spent some time with us today to share it. So we thank you very much. And we wish you all the best going forward. And please keep in touch and let us know how you're doing. And maybe we'll pick up maybe in a year to see what's new with Stardust Salon Worker Co-op in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Thanks, folks. Take good care.
Thank you.
That was Kelsey Allen and Meredith Valerie, who, along with Gillian Irving, Kelsey Martin, and Elmi Surti, are worker owners of the Stardust Studio Cooperative in Saskatoon. That's it for this edition of Each for All, the Cooperative Connection. Thanks to my fellow cooperator, Joshua Peterman, for putting all the pieces together. I'm Sandy Goldman. Thanks for listening. Stay safe and have a cooperative week. We'll be right back.